When DARPA started the Shredder Challenge, it wasn't quite sure what to expect. But as in its previous public challenges, it wanted to see how people go about solving complex problems. And in this case, according to Dan Kaufman, the director of DARPA's Information Innovation Office, the answers could have some important military applications.
Basically, the idea was to take five documents, shred them in different ways, and we were curious whether people could put it back together, particularly looking at it in a military relevant way, meaning, you know, can you do it fast enough and cheap enough and, you know, to be within sort of a mission time frame.
It amounts to what you could call the most difficult set of jigsaw puzzles in history. The five documents get harder and harder to solve as you go. The final document, number five, contains 6,000 separate pieces of shredded paper. But with a little less than 2 weeks to go in the contest, DARPA was pleasantly surprised to see the first four already solved. Dr. Norm Whitaker, DARPA's Deputy Information Innovation Director, says the teams took a variety of approaches.
We saw almost immediate returns on the first puzzle within a few days. Some real clever jigsaw puzzle fans, I think, were the ones who stepped up, and we've seen quite a few people able to solve puzzle one. As we get into the more difficult puzzles, we're seeing a combination of techniques being used. The jigsaw puzzle solvers have had a lot more difficulty with thousands and thousands of pieces.
More than 8,000 people or teams have signed up to compete, and the puzzles have gotten more than 70,000 downloads. Whitaker says the teams moving up the leaderboard seem to be the ones that have figured out ways to go beyond the traditional manual jigsaw puzzle approach.
We're seeing automated approaches, people who are using computers to divide up the images into shreds and align them and suggest matches among the pieces that a human then takes a look at and verifies, or basically trains the system as you go to become better and better at solving the problem. We're also seeing at least two crowdsourced efforts. These are, you can imagine, a computer program where hundreds, say, of people are simultaneously trying to solve the jigsaw puzzle, putting the pieces together. That looks like an approach that has a real potential to move fast.
One of the teams taking the crowdsourcing approach is led by Manuel Cebrian, a professor at the University of California, San Diego. He was on the MIT team that solved a DARPA challenge in 2009 when participants had to track down red balloons hidden all over the country. For the Shredder Challenge, his team has managed to recruit more than 3,000 participants by allocating the potential prize money based on the number of new participants a member manages to recruit. Hundreds of them are working on the puzzle at any given time. To do it, they arrange the pieces collaboratively on a web-based virtual tabletop. But even that approach isn't enough to solve the more difficult puzzles, number four and number five, so they're getting some help from computers.
What we are working on is on computer vision techniques that can actually separate the pieces by similarity. So if there are some blank pieces that are actually useless, we would put them on one pile in this virtual board. If there are other pieces that are, for instance, stained from coffee, we would put them together because they, even though we don't know the exact location of them, they are very likely to actually go together. So what we are doing using these clustering algorithms is actually helping the participants assemble the puzzle.
But even though the combination of technology and crowdsourcing has a lot of power, it also has some inherent vulnerabilities. Since the UCSD team lets anyone participate, competitors can log in, copy the team's work, and claim it as their own. And as Sabrion's team found out, it's also open to sabotage.
As we made it to the top five, we had a first overnight coordinated attacks of at least three, four people that came in at the same time, and they pretty much destroyed all the progress that we have made. We had a new attack yesterday night of a larger scale. Did a few things, very smart things, that we were not prepared for. So we're going to even improve the security of the mechanism. And we are also implementing a new board that is going to be invite-only for the top performers of the first four puzzles. Those guys are going to be invited to a private board.
Sabrian says the Shredder Challenge has proved the same point the Red Balloon Challenge did. Uncovering difficult-to-find information can take a lot of people. But he says the techniques they're developing shouldn't make us worry about the security of our shredders. The game is slightly rigged. The shreds they're working on at any given time all make up just a single document, not the mishmash of shreds from hundreds of documents you'd likely find in your office recycling bin. But he says there are some other potential applications.
In the field of biology, when we know that all these biomolecules have a very specific structure that has to be determined, there are many possibilities. We can talk about proteins, we can talk about genome assembly. So for that, this is a very good way of attacking the problem. Because for those problems, you need to give people and to keep people engaged, and you need also to filter errors that people are producing. So this is a really good metaphor. As for other applications, I think we'll have to wait a little bit and let our imagination fly.
The Shredder Challenge is open through December 4th. DARPA is still taking new contestants at shredderchallenge.com. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.